Today, another woman, Beverly Young Nelson, stepped forward in a news conference with lawyer Gloria Allred to claim that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was a 15-year-old waitress. And this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Moore should step down from that Senate race, saying he now believes the women who've made allegations of sexual misconduct against Moore. But a bit later, Moore tweeted out, "It's McConnell who should step down." Also today, President Trump, in a tweet from Asia, nominated former pharmaceutical executive Alex Azar to replace Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. Price had to step down after criticism that he misused taxpayer money on travel. So, how's the week shaping up? Domenico Montanaro is NPR lead politics editor. Domenico, start with the calls for Roy Moore to get out of the Senate race. How do you see this playing out?
Well, certainly this is a huge story, and Roy Moore, whether or not he decides to drop out, which doesn't look like he will, is going to be a big piece of whether or not Democrats wind up possibly winning that race in Alabama, which opens the door a crack for Democrats to try to take back the Senate in 2018. It's still an uphill climb and kind of a quadruple bank shot, and not an easy thing to do. But there is no path for that currently without a Democratic win somewhere other than the two states where they have some targets in Arizona and Nevada. So right now we've seen Mitch McConnell come forward, the Senate Majority Leader, and say that he thinks that Moore should step aside, that he believes the women here in this case. And President Trump, on the other hand, has still continued to say if these allegations are true, he should step aside. So we're starting to see a split among Republicans in whether or not they stick to the if true line or if they explicitly call for Moore to drop out.
Well, here's Mark Short, who's White House Legislative Affairs Director, seeming to echo what President Trump has said from Asia, and Short is speaking on NBC's Today Show.
There's no Senate seat more important than the notion of child pedophilia. I mean, that's the reality. But having said that, he has not been proven guilty of that, and we have to afford him the chance to defend himself.
I should say that was on Meet the Press. But do you think President Trump, who backed Moore's opponent in the primary, do you think he's going to have to step in here?
It depends on how far this winds up going. I mean, is there going to be more evidence? Is there going to be somebody else who comes forward? Is there something that winds up changing the trajectory for people like Mark Short and President Trump as he heads back from this trip from Asia? The last thing the president wants, as he's got this Russia probe sort of encircling the White House now, with more people on his staff being interviewed, is to be dragged down into another controversy. So, you know, you very well could see the president weigh in more strongly, but there's no indication of that at this point. No reason to think he would necessarily.
Talk about the nomination or the putting forth of Alex Azar's name to be Health and Human Services Secretary. He's a pharmaceutical executive, former. How's that going to go over?
Well, Azar is somebody who has some experience in the Health and Human Services division in that agency, because he was the former deputy secretary under George W. Bush and under Tommy Thompson, who was the Republican Health and Human Services Secretary. He is a former pharmaceutical executive at Eli Lilly for the last 5 years, from 2012 to 2017. And so his nomination shouldn't be all that controversial, given that he's been in that agency previously. I mean, it's more experience, frankly, in that agency than Tom Price had, who is the outgoing secretary, who was a member of Congress and a doctor. There could be some controversy with Azar if Democrats want to stir up some old stuff from the 1990s, because Azar, even though he has quite the pedigree at Dartmouth College and Yale Law School, he did work in the special counsel's office with – or independent counsel's office with Ken Starr, where he was investigating Whitewater and the Clintons. So you never know. That could come up in a confirmation hearing.
Right, right. Real quick on the Republican tax cut plans. The House votes on their bill on Thursday. This morning, the president tweeted that he hopes they put in a measure to repeal the Obamacare health insurance mandate. Then you got the Senate plan unveiled last week. It has that complete elimination of popular deductions for state and local taxes. Where do you see this going?
Well, right now, the the House is hoping to bring it to the floor toward the end of the week, seeing how the whip goes during the week to see where the votes are. As far as the mandate repeal, there's no interest right now in doing that, it seems, according to the Speaker's office, that they're turning this into a healthcare debate is not something that they really want to do right now. That's not where they're looking. They'd like to be able to keep coalescing around the idea of tax cuts.
Well, real quick, how do you think the president's done on his Asia trip? He seemed to back Russia President Putin over his own intelligence. He walked that back a bit, but he also, did not apparently talk at least deeply about human rights with President Duterte of the Philippines, seemed to pal around with him, somebody who's ordered the assassination of, over 6,000 people in his country. How's it gone?
You know, there's this term normalizing that a lot of liberals use that they get annoyed with us in the media for saying that, we're normalizing President Trump. But I think the world is kind of getting hip to what his shtick is in a way. And they've sort of normalized how to deal with him. So while some of these things would be kind of big deals, the fact that, he's deciding to stand next to Duterte and not pushing him on human rights when all of these things are happening in his country. You know, the president, that's sort of the way he is, and that's what world leaders have come to expect.
Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.